host, Sean.
Hey, Sean, Matt here, Google marketing guy. How you doing?
Doing okay. What's happening?
Today's the day, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You said after two. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, definitely wanted to give you a call and talk with you a little bit about how we can help your business grow and how I've helped other electricians get on Google. Are you guys currently doing any like marketing right now for the company?
Yes. Yeah. So we work with, I work with multiple lead gen services and then my website company that we just changed the name this week. And yeah, we're not offering electrical services anymore. We were just roofing.
And solar. What are you doing?
Just roofing and solar. That's it.
So roofing no more solar. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So we don't, the problem is with electrical service, there is, unless I get a big job, there's no money in it. So that's where we're at.
Wow. I mean, I have one electrician that spends 40 grand a month with me. So, I mean, it just, you're right though. It really comes down to having the right team and the right amount of leads, and you know, roofing
depends
is definitely what
depends on the jobs you're getting.
Yeah, it depends on the jobs you're getting, and it really comes down, like I said, you know, having a team, they'll get you the calls. I mean, that really comes down to that, like anything else. I mean, were you getting enough leads though when you were doing electrical, or not so much?
Depends on how much I spent, depending on which company I worked with. It's not enough. It doesn't pay the bills. So I have to go after roofing and I have to go after bigger projects. We're not a commercial installer. So it's a little different, but here our market, it's just not a, I've spent
it's not heavily
enough,
like it's not a good market for you saying for electrical in that sense. It's just
it depends. Are you going after service calls or projects? But here it's I spend more money on people just calling and offering me services versus actually giving me work.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean I hear about that though in all kinds of verticals, you know. A lot of times, you know, like a website company, they'll tell you, oh yeah, I can get you leads, but really a website company knows how to build websites. They're not really like an SEO company, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not really an official, like, you know, a lot of these website guys out there, they don't know what they're doing, to be honest with you, and they can't get you on the first page of Google, right? So, and then, you know, like guys will try Angie's, they'll try Thumbtack, they'll try Yelp, and then, you know, they're going different directions where those leads are, Sean, as you know, not exclusive leads, right? Those are leads that are shared with a bunch of other guys, like sometimes five, six different guys, you know, in the area. So it really makes it difficult for companies to grow because a lot of times, you know, they go in crazy directions, right? And they don't get enough traction, or they don't get enough quality leads coming in, and it makes it hard for them to really take their business to the next level. So did you come up with a name for this roofing and solar company yet?
Yeah, it's New Roof and Solar.
New Roof and Solar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's the website's being changed as we speak, and then also the contracts board is taking their sweet time to change it, but they're working on it as well.
Okay. Are you having to pay for that website?
Yes. I pay about $350 a month for the website.
Okay. Well, I can help you save money there. I can get you a website where you don't have to pay $350 a month. We can even build you out one. Here, I'll send you like an idea.
No, I got you. I mean, I like the guys who I'm working with. My issue is.
I know, but $350, you know.
It's better than $1,200 like I was spending before. So
yeah, that's
and
true.
And that yeah, that didn't like, generate yeah. anything. I
yeah, but if I can make my, you if I can get you a free website, free's better than having to spend that kind of money. And here, let me send you an example of what I can do for you, just so you can see.
My yeah. thing is everybody mm-hmm. who I've ever spoken to, nobody can sure. actually like bring anything to the table. So when I tell people, it doesn't matter how much money I spend or what I do, I have mm-hmm. to have jobs that come in. If I have the best
totally,
bills,
you got to survive.
I have to pay these bills, and
yeah.
I get more calls. You know, mm-hmm. for people who want to build a website or an SEO or mm-hmm. we can market or mm-hmm. a lead gen service. So I've tried a lot mm-hmm. and I'm mm-hmm. spending thousands of dollars per month.
Sorry to hear that.
I like the people I'm dealing with the website, you know, I've mm-hmm. been working with for a long time and mm-hmm. I, no offense, but I do not want to, I don't care if I save $1,000 a month anymore. Like,
yeah,
I just reallocate that money.
Yeah. And all I'm saying is like, look, I mean, I'm one of these guys that is straight with everybody and mm-hmm. Sean, you know, I got 1400 clients under my belt. I got guys that spend $40,000-$50,000 a month with me. So I got all over the sun, right? I mean, we have the biggest storage unit company in America that is our client. That has 4,400 locations. So, I mean, our company, you know, does well. You know, we're a multi-billion dollar company. We're not a small company, but the nice thing about us is we're going to get you the results. So if you really want to get, you know, yourself on the first page of Google on the keywords that relate, I can also help you build out the best pay-per-lead program that's out there. It's where you show up at the very tippy top of Google. Right. Mm-hmm. Those come in the form of a phone call. You get a receiver reject that lead too. So you get to talk to those people before you ever pay for the lead. And it's not shared with anybody. That does take time to get set up on those paper leads because, Google does a full vetting process on you. They don't just put anybody at the very tippy top of Google. Right. Mm-hmm. And what do I mean by that? Well, they're going to run a background check, make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now, make sure you got limited liability insurance, make sure all the other things and paperwork square off. But as long as all that good, you know, and all that jazz, it takes about 2 months to get approved for that. But those paper leads.
Since 2012, but yeah. Okay.
What's that?
Oh, since 2012, yes.
Since 2012. Oh, okay.
I've had
gotcha.
All of that
great.
Since 2012.
Yeah. So you got all the necessary stuff. And the reason why I say all this though is like, because Google is very selective of who shows up at the very tippy top. Okay. It used to be back in the day, as long as you were willing to pay, you can play, right? Those days have changed a lot and it's morphed, right? And I like the way Google does it because they won't just show anybody at the tippy top anymore. Right. They're only going to like put vetted businesses at the tippy top as it should be. Right. But the cool thing is that pay per lead program, like it's not shared with anybody and you can talk to those people before you ever spend money on that call. So if you don't like the call, you don't pay for it, Sean. If you like the call, then you pay for it. So that's why it takes time to get you.
Right.
Yeah, it's a great platform. That's why I have an electrical company. And I was like, huh? Yeah. But he's out of Florida. He spends like 40 grand a month on those leads with me. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is, you know, it takes time to obviously get you set up on that. So, you know, my basic
Would you mind holding on 1 second, please?
Yeah,
this is probably an incoming call. It's going to cost me about $120, so I just got to answer this call. Hang on 1 second.
Yeah, sure. Take your time.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yep, sorry about that. So let's definitely wrap it up. That was just another cold call, you know, somebody trying to sell me something. So.
Gotcha. Do you have a Nevada C-15A roofing and siding contractor license?
Yes.
Okay. Got to make sure. And then obviously you have general liability insurance. Okay. So let's talk about those roofing paper leaks.
I also am a general contractor, electrical contractor, also in California, and I hold a Nevada State manufactured home license and a certified electrical, a certified journeyman license as well. So.
Okay.
I hold more licenses than most people I know, but... Honestly, sorry.
You definitely do. You definitely do. You hold more. I would say more than 95% of my clients you do. So, and the cool thing is, you know, once we start getting you success, right, and everything starts taking off, because, you know, one thing I will say is, you know, I've seen a lot of businesses grow. And we can eventually down the road start targeting other things and services you want to do. So if you ever want to get your electrical business back up and running, I can definitely help you do that, right? And make it profitable, right? It's just you gotta be in the right areas and you gotta have the right campaigns going so they generate the right calls for you. But at the end of the day, roofing is a great vertical. Right. Obviously roofing though saturated like everywhere else. Right. But the good news is, you know, having Google working for you and you standing out is really what is going to help you, you know, be successful. So what do I mean by that? Okay. So I'm going to send you one of my clients real quick. Okay. And I want you to see this for a second. I'm going to text you this. Right now, just bear with me.
So, so it's fine. So you want to take over my website and then get us number one on Google, yada, 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 for how much?
If you want to keep paying those guys $350 a month, keep paying them. I'll just take the existing website that you have and then market that website. That's fine.
Okay.
You know?
So I'm literally in the middle, right in the middle of we're changing everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand that it's really hard for me, like, okay, well, you know what? I'm like a couple days away, and then you just want me to change everything?
Nobody's saying change anything. Keep the website.
Okay.
Like you're changing up that website. You're going to pay those guys $350. That's fine. I was just trying to say, look, I can help you save money without having to pay for a website. Because a website's just a website, to be honest with you. A website doesn't get you on the first page of Google, right?
Correct.
It just shows it's just a digital billboard. That's all it is. So there's many people, there's millions of people that have websites and they're never on the first page of Google, right? So
correct.
What I'm talking about is getting you on that first page of Google, right? And getting you the response and then getting you, you know, eventually.
Okay. All right. Totally get it. Totally understand. So what does it take and what does it cost?
Okay, great question.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be short. I don't know. There's two or three calls a day that are like this. So I just, but
okay.
I like you. I like you.
Yeah.
I like what you're doing. You're calling back and I'm not trying to be a dick. I just,
No. You just want to like get down to the nitty gritty and I appreciate
so
that.
So I can get back to my day. Yes. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about this. Okay. We do all three levels of service. Okay. First level is we get you on the keywords that relate to your business. Anything that relates to solar and roofing and all those keywords, we want to get you to show up in the Sparks and surrounding area, right? That will have a 25-mile bleed out radius on my basic package. Okay. And then out of that package, we spend $100 a month on Facebook retargeting ads, Sean. So anytime somebody types in a keyword in your area that relates to your business, and let's say they see you on Google but they don't call you, we're going to have an ad appear every time they log on to Facebook to motivate them to want to call you from Facebook as well.
That, where does that call go? Does it go to you or does it go directly
to me? Goes to you. Goes to you.
Okay.
Yeah, so we basically will direct everything to you. Yeah. So whatever number you want it to direct is that 775 number that you have, it'll go to that number. Like, again, that's all part of the onboarding process with us. But, yeah, that'll all go straight to you. Okay. So we will help manage your business Facebook page. Like in other words, you just give us access to it so we can run those retargeting ads on your business Facebook page. Okay. Cause we're going to link Google and Facebook together. Right. And the people that are seeing this ad are only people actively searching for what you do. Okay. Right. We don't misuse the money. We don't mass blanket your, you know, ads, because that strategy doesn't work and it's just spending money foolishly. We're only going to show the ad to people that are actively looking for your services on the Facebook platform.
Yep.
Okay. Why Facebook over everywhere else? Well, Facebook's actually the second most visited place besides Google. So obviously we want to make sure that not only are you there, but you're dominating there. Okay.
Gotcha.
Especially homeowners. That's where most homeowners go, is Facebook. Right. They're not like TikTokers. I mean, some of them are, but they're not like, you know, going on Instagram all day. Like, you know, they're going on Facebook more than the other platforms.
Understood.
Okay. So we use that. So, and then the pay-per-lead program. Okay. Let's just go over that real quick. I'll go over the cost and I'm going to break this all down to you knit by knit. Okay. So the pay-per-leads. Okay. Let's fast forward 2 months down the road. We get you pre-approved. Everything's good. Ready to start taking those pay per leads. Okay. Now it's not a pay per call like we talked about. It's a pay per lead that you actually want after you talk to the person on the phone. If you want the lead, it's $36.
Okay.
Google doesn't share it. It's an exclusive lead. Best
That's
money
cheaper than anybody I'm talking to now. So I'm definitely interested.
Okay. Now the downside to it is you have to prepay for 13 of those leads when the time comes to actually get that going. Okay. So let's fast forward. Let's say it's May. You're pre-approved. We got everything going. Okay. By then you've already been with my company for a few months and we're like, okay, we'll sit down with you. We'll be like, okay, Sean, it's now time to start taking these paper leads. Right. And you can then start drawing from them. So you pay for 13 of those leads.
So, okay. So pay for 13 leads. No problem. I get that.
Yeah.
So because the issue that I'm having right now, is when I get a call, people say, well, is this, top notch roofing? I'm like, no, no. And I have to explain to every customer, and cause everybody I talk to for pay per leads and all of this stuff, everybody's essentially a liar, you know, and it's most of it is because I do get calls that come in and I do spend about, I don't know, between $300 and $400 a day, depending on.
And what platform are you doing the paper leads through?
There's four or five different platforms. And
are you talking like Angie's, Yelp, or Thumbtack, like those type of?
Yelp, I can't stand. Angie leads, I have that off because they are the biggest crooks I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, they are. They're horrible.
I use Local, 33-mile radius. There's a couple other companies that I'm starting to work with right now. But it is – most of it is crap. So I spend
– Yeah, I mean, again, I understand what you mean. Like, back in 2008, I was saving homes. I owned a loan modification company with a partner back in 2008. I saved over 3,000 homes back then, Sean, and I was spending money all over the place with, like, lead companies. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's
I mean, I had
so
to do chargebacks on a couple of them. You know, it just, you know, a lot of guys were just talkers. What the difference between us and them is this. First off, we've been doing this 22 years. We're Google's biggest partner. Okay. Again, we're the biggest in this space. Okay. And the reason why is we have 19,000 clients. Okay. And what happens is this. Okay. We're promoting you on Google, right? It's you and only like your business, right? We're not trying to put you in a list. We're not trying to get the leads to go to five different other guys. We want you to stay with us. So a true marketing company will want to promote you and get you as much business and results out of it so that you stay with them, right? And so that's the way it's supposed to be. Exactly supposed to be. Like, it's a win-win when you think about it. So I attribute that to my success and why I've stayed here for as long as I have with my company, because I see my clients winning. And I see my clients, doing very well. Like, the guy was going to, so here, the guy I'm sending you right now, Lewis Pest Control, right? Mm-hmm. I really want you to see this before I forget. Okay. Because it's very important that you see this. You need to have a photo that stands you out. Okay. It's not just having a name or a logo or the right marketing company. Yes, that's all fine and dandy, but click on this link real quick that I sent you. Okay. This guy I've taken from one van. He had one van, Sean. Now he has 12 vans out on the streets. Okay? He's out there in Georgia. I mean, excuse me, South Carolina. He's in Anderson, South Carolina. But when you click on it, you'll see that photo of him and his partner standing in front of the van. You see the photo I'm talking about? You'll see his name, Lewis Pest Control, 102 something, 5-star reviews, I think. I haven't clicked on it. Yeah, let me click on the link too. It depends on what device you're using, but you see it right there.
That's an iPhone, so.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. I see it now. I see what you're saying.
So that's what I'm talking about. Having a photo that helps you stand out. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't need to be today. It doesn't need to be tomorrow or next week. Okay. But if you can, take the time to eventually get us a photo of you. Have somebody take a photo of you, like, you know, working in a nice, or like a nice.
I'm sorry. I'm not a very, you can go back and look at Sayre Electric and all that stuff. We've got pictures of our guys in front of vans and all that stuff. I'm not a big fan of putting my face out there.
Okay.
I don't
need to do you, but maybe your guys, you know, maybe
they're fine with it. You know, I mean, we went from about 25 people to down to 5. So.
Okay. But you get my drift. That's all I'm trying to say is have that personalized touch.
Absolutely.
Much more than just a name, you know? So I
totally agree with it. It's just me. I don't like seeing my.
Yeah, you? Yeah, I got you, totally. And you know what? Some guys tell me the exact same thing, Sean. They're like, I don't like it. I don't know. They're kind of scared to do it. So, you know, I'm not saying, look, it needs to be you. Just give me a personalized photo eventually that we can utilize so that it will help you stand out much more than a name and a logo. That's all I'm saying. These inches, though, add up to miles. It's not just the photo. It's also getting those 5-star reviews, right? You know, getting yourself to –
100%. I totally agree with you. I mean, this is, I spend, multiple hours per week talking with my website guys and all that going through it. You know, it's
totally
who do you trust? Who's selling you this? And then you try it and it's like, well, okay, that didn't work or this works. So I'm totally. I get it. So what would be the next step? So
go on.
I don't want to change, like, the guys that I work with my website, we're okay. You know, I'm not looking.
Totally. If you down the road, if you're like Matt, you call me up in 3-4 months and like, Matt, okay. Yeah. I'll take you
up
on the website. You know, and you want to save money, I'll help you. Like, I'm not here to, like, change up anything you got going on that website. Again, to me, it's not about a website, because anybody can have a website. And honestly, like, people don't really care about your website. They just care, like, look, do you have the 5-star reviews? Are you on the first page of Google? Yes or no? And that's really what it comes down to in this modern day age, right? That's what it honestly boils down to. So, you know, 93% of people, when they're looking for a business, Sean, guess where they go to? They go to Google, they type in roofing company.
They look at the reviews.
Right?
Yep.
Who shows up on the first page? Well, your competitors have some 5-star reviews already ahead of you. So we got some groundwork to cover. We got to get you going, right? We got to make sure that you're going to be ranking and that you're going to be one of those guys that they call, because roofing is a very competitive space out there. Right? I'm going to shoot you straight. It's hard to get roofers to do well, but the thankful thing about it is our team is good at it, and I have lots and lots of roofers that are getting the success because, right, they focus on what they need to focus on. So back to what I was saying, the pricing works like this. Your first month would be $549. That covers your background check, right? That covers all the A to Z to get you approved for those paper leads, right, as well, okay? Then every month thereafter, it's $299 for my basic package. The $299 covers you on the first page of Google, right? And then $100 of that $299 we spend on those Facebook retargeting ads, okay? So it's just basically $299 after your first month, every month. The only additional cost is those paper leads, right? So let's fast forward 2 months down the road. It's May. You've already been with me several months, right? We got you now ready to start taking those paper leads. We got to prepay for those 13 leads. We'll sit down with you. We'll be like, okay, Sean, we got to prepay for those 13 leads. It's $468 for those 13 leads. Then you can start drawing from those paper leads as quickly or as slowly as you'd like. Okay. What a lot of my guys do is they'll take two of those solid leads, they turn it off, they let it breathe for a little bit, right? Work those two leads really aggressively, and then once one of those two turn into a decent job, they turn it back on again and then take two more, and they kind of teeter-totter on that for a little bit. And then once you get to the 13 leads, then it just auto-refills.
So you guys are – you're pretty similar, so I have the ability to turn it on and turn it off.
Correct.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, it all flows like through it. Our app. So it all goes through the app. It all goes, like, and all your phone calls are recorded. You're going to see exactly where the lead came from as well. That's all tracked. In fact, we actually purchased a separate phone number for your business, okay? We purchased a 775 area code phone number so that we can track all the leads. So first off, the people are going to call that number, and then it's going to route to whatever number you want. There's maybe a half a second delay from when they call it to the route.
You guys aren't verifying calls first, because there's other lead gen services.
No,
they say that they verify, and they don't. And that's my biggest complaint is, like, you guys aren't verifying any of this. You just charged me $120 and you didn't verify anything.
Yeah.
And then I have to fight like hell to get my money back. You know?
Well, on the paper leads though, you get to talk to those people, like, on those side, but on my flat $299, right, it's just a flat rate, right? And it's all based on exposure. So people are going to see you on that first page. You know, sometimes
you might get other people trying to market these services. You're $299 a month, and then plus
the extra paper leads that you want to add the extra fuel to the fire. Yes.
Okay.
So that's how that would work.
Well, I'll tell you what. I am more than willing to give you a shot. And I assume I can cancel any time if I'm not happy. Right?
So how it works with me, great question. We do ask a 3-month commitment, okay? And then after that, it goes to a month-to-month relationship. The only reason why we ask a 3-month commitment is the first 3 months we actually lose money, and that gives you and us enough time to see the value of this. Because if we only did this for a month or two, there's really not enough time to really see how well this is going to work for you, right? But as long as you're getting us the documents on a timely manner, okay, because we're going to need documents from you. We're going to need, like, proof of your LLC, proof of your, your liability insurance, proof that you have the license to do roofing, right? And then you do the background check, because, again, we're going to email you a form from either Evident ID or Pinkerton. It's a 5-minute fill out for you, because you got to put your social and sign the stupid form. But once you get all that handled, Sean, and you work with my team, because I'm going to assign somebody in my office too to hold your hand. Right? Because my job is not to, like, collect paperwork and do all the nitty gritty stuff. So I'm going to actually assign somebody to really, like, hold your hand, make sure you're successful. But I'm going to be in the background and I'm going to be communicating with you throughout the process as well. So as long as you do what you need to do, we're going to do what we need to do, and we'll make sure that you're successful so we retain you and you stay with us.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm more than willing to try. Like, I mean, I've tried a lot of things, and a lot of things don't work.
Yeah.
Some things do, some things don't. And if you don't try it, then you don't know if it's going to work. So
exactly.
But I'm going to ask you, I need the rest of this week. So right now we are literally, I mean, I've just submitted our name change.
Okay.
So we're Sayre Electric LLC, DBA as New Roof and Solar. And that is in the process. So on the contractor's board, it is not populated yet. Because it's literally, I just submitted this. So
that's fine. We can start
by the end of the week, our new website should be up and running.
Perfect.
I'm right in the middle of these changes. So it's really hard to launch everything, because if you try to look up New Roof and Solar, you're not going to find it. You're going to find Sayre Electric.
Mm-hmm.
So I need a couple more. I mean, getting till the end of the week, but
Let's do that. I want to
mm-hmm. sign up with you. I want to give you guys a shot. I really do.
Okay. Yeah. And
if
then,
you guys
just
can work better for me, and it brings, I don't need 10 jobs a day. You know what I mean?
No.
I need some decent.
Especially
something.
It being roofing, it's a high ticket item. You know, I'm not going to be able to bring you that kind of business anyway, especially in the roofing space. But I can bring you enough where this thing's more than paying for itself, right? You're going to have a good ROI on this. Look, if I bring you a couple jobs, that's solid jobs every month, this thing's way more than paying for itself. So,
I mean, that's obviously
the goal, right? And the reason why you're going to want those pay per leads, though, is that's going to add that extra fuel to the fire to really get you a solid amount of business and really scale your business to whatever level you want to go with it. And those pay per leads are money. They're fantastic. So, I mean, we can definitely, you know, start getting your account set up today if you like. And, you know, those changes and whatnot, at least my team can start working on the back end and the programming and getting things handled. And while you're working on getting us paperwork, I mean, more than willing to do that, you know, with you as well. You tell me what you like to do though.
That's fine. We can. So, for example, I'm waiting on new insurance docs because the name just changed. So it is not updated yet. Like, this literally happened a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So it is not, we are not Sayre Electric LLC. You can go look it up right now and find out anything you want for us right now. They are in the middle of changing the website. And then we just changed names. So I'm just asking for a few more days.
No, totally.
That's it.
I just looking at my calendar and everything and how backed up we are on things as well too. So, you know, what I could do is we could get your account set up today, and then I could schedule that 45-minute call with my team to onboard you on Friday. Right. And then that's when we would basically really start getting everything heavily moving. Today would just be some basic stuff. Like, I can get done today with you. And then on Friday, I could schedule you a time with me and my team. That would be that 45-minute call. Then you want to go ahead and just do that?
Let's, cause I assume that you're going to want some kind of payment, right?
Yeah. Of course.
To get started. So, do you mind? Can we push it out till Friday?
Yeah, that's fine. Totally makes sense. Yeah, no, I'm totally with you on that. I'm definitely no problem at that. What? Let's go ahead and get you on a call on Friday. What time on Friday? I'm pulling up my calendar here. Because
are
you Mountain Time or are you Pacific there in Sparks?
Pacific.
I think you're Pacific, yeah, that's what I thought. Gotta ask though. It's always
Yeah, because the issue is most of my calls they're all generated in the morning.
Okay.
And then mornings are always my busiest. So
Oh really? Okay.
I'm taking calls, like, and then
you want to do like noon on that Friday, or like
that works
noon more.
That works.
Okay, let's do that. I'll put you in noon. Sean Slater, call me. Just make sure I move you down to noon, because life will move at a million miles a second here.
Yep. And then part of the reason why I'm doing all these changes is because I got Sater Electric LLC has been operating for a long time. I'm just,
sure.
I'm tired of my name, my name being out there. So when we talk about photos of me, I like to have a little bit of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Totally.
I am not on
social
media.
Yeah, no, just get one of you and your team. Just get a team photo. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Team photo.
No problem.
Okay.
Not
yeah.
a problem.
It's still Sean Sater, S-A-T-E-R, and then S-H-A-U-N is your first name, obviously, at Gmail. That's still Sean Sater at Gmail. Still your best email?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to send you, you're going to see the calendar invite, too, for this Friday for noon with you and me, okay?
And then normally I go with Sean@SaterElectric.com, but like I told
yeah,
you,
you're changing it, I know.
Everything, like this week, everything's changing. And that's why it's not trying to, not blowing you off at all. It's just like, I'm right.
No, you got a lot going on.
Changing.
No, I trust. I understand. I understand. And like, I appreciate you being candid and straightforward with me. You know, I'm going to make sure we hold your hand and that you get good results, because you're the type of client that I really like. We're definitely going to be able to help you.
If I get in front of a customer and I talk to somebody, we are extremely honest. We're really good at what we do.
Good. Good.
And
I'm the same way.
Just,
you have to be honest with people, and you have to give them the good, bad, and the ugly. You know, like, just like, hopefully you could tell, like, how I handle myself today with you, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, the first couple weeks, it's going to take programming. We're going to have to get stuff built out and the ads built out, right? You'll start seeing results your first 30 days, but it's really month two, Sean, where this thing takes off. It's like you see a night and day difference in phone calls, right? And then obviously month three, it's like full steam ahead. Right. And
okay.
then obviously it takes 2 months just to get the pay per lead side of things going, but we'll definitely be able to get you ranking. We'll definitely be able to get you, you know, phone calls and get you results, you know, as long as you start working on, you know, getting those 5-star reviews, cause that's a whole brand new business now
so
that we're going to need to like beef up. Right.
We
but
have
as long as we work together,
we have been working on that, but I actually stopped everybody from sending reviews until just a couple days ago, because I thought, because the name change and all of that, so my website guys, they're saying no, continue with reviews, and they'll transfer over, because we have to get re-verified with Google.
Yeah, and we'll handle that re-verified process too with you. I'll shoot you straight, it's a 50-50 whether Google's going to do a name change and allow all those reviews to transfer over. It really is a 50-50 on that.
And
I've seen
it
go both.
That's why I backed off. And
exactly.
I was like, okay,
that's smart.
Hold
yeah.
on.
I'm glad you had enough intuition to think about that, because sometimes, you know, people in my space, like that website guy, you know, it could go both ways. Google could say, nope, we're not, it's a new business. Nope, we're not letting you transfer those reviews. It's a different industry altogether. It's not like you're doing an address change, right? You're doing a whole new business, whole new everything. You know, Google could totally block you from doing that. And I've seen it happen. So, you know, that's not a 100% certainty, but can they transfer it over with all those reviews? Sure. I've seen it go that way too. So
we hope,
you know,
we
but,
hope. Like you said, it's a toss of the coin.
It is. It is totally a toss of the coin. But the good news is, though, I'm glad you kind of put a halt to that, because, like, when the time comes, you're going to love our tool to help you get those 5-star reviews. It works, like, phenomenal. It's so easy to use. It's all integrated in the app and everything. So, you know, it'll really help you get those 5-star reviews. So I got you down for Friday at noon. We'll pick it up from there. Again, my name's Matt Evans, Sean. And then we'll go ahead and, handle everything. I don't think I'll be able to do your onboarding call that day. It probably have to be next week just because I know
that's
they're
fine.
Filling up right now, but we'll definitely at least get it, you know, our side and get you, you know, wrapped up on Friday, and then we can schedule your onboarding call for next week. Okay.
Okay. That works. That works great.
Sounds good, sir. Appreciate your time, and then I'll talk to you on Friday at noon.
All right, Matt. You got it.
Thank you, sir. All right. Bye-bye. All right.